Start it up. So we're on the Mishnah on Sadi Vav.
Right.
So the case is as follows. You got a man, say let's tell everybody. You have a man who marries somebody. Okay, so Yaakov marries Leah. Okay? Yaakov marries Leah, and they have a daughter, Dina. Yaakov dies, right? Yaakov dies, and then somebody else marries Leah, right? Somebody else has Leah, and they have a daughter named Yocheved. So Yocheved and Dina are half sisters. They're half sisters through the mother, all right? And then the second husband also was married to another wife, and they had a daughter. They called her Sarah. So Yocheved and Sarah, 2 and 3, are half sisters through the mother, but 3 and 1 are unrelated, right? Three and one are unrelated. Okay. So now let's say the second husband dies. So then now the third guy marries, that wife and has a daughter. They call her Rivka. So now Rivka and Sarah are half through the mother, but unrelated to number two. And then it happens again. Then this man who remarried the second wife has another wife called Archana. They marry another. They have another daughter, and then that daughter, let's just say, is Milka, is half sister through the father to Rivka. So basically, what you have is you have a mess. Basically, they're unrelated. So what happened? You have 1, 3, 5, 2, and 4. Right? There's a relationship between some and not through the other. So let's go ahead and read the Mishnah. So Amrulo.
We're on.
That's
right. That sounds like the first
thing. That's what I said. So Amrulo, there's no Yibam here though. Mesa Ishtucha. They said to him, your wife died, and therefore Nasa Achosa Me'avia. She marries his wife's sister. He marries his wife's sister. Right? And then Mesa. And then they told him that she dies. Right? That the second died. The Nasa Achosa Me'ima. And then married the maternal sister, okay, Umesa, and she dies. Vinasa Chosem Avia, and married that number four is number three's paternal sister, right? Mesa number four dies. Vinasa Chosem Ima. So number five, he marries number five, who is a maternal sister to number four, and then all of a sudden, Nimsukul and Kayamos, they all walk back into the door. They all walk back in. So what's the story? So he's mutter. Which wives can he? That's not him. It's only by a woman. So
I don't want to marry a lot of people.
Right. Okay. So mutter be rishona b'shlishes u'b'chamishes. No, because they're all halves. So he's allowed to stay married to wife 1, 3, and 5. He can't stay married with 2, because 2 is related to 1, and he got married to 1 first. And he can't be married to 4, because 4 was related to 3.
2 and 1 half sisters?
No. What? 2 and 1 are half sisters. That's why he can't stay married to 2. He's not allowed to stay married to 2 and 4. 1, 3, and 5 you can stay married, because 2 was related to 1, and 4 is related to 3. And 4 is related to 5 also. And 2 is related to 3 also. But the odd ones on the outside are unrelated. They're only related to the ones that came after him. That's that case. But the potros zorosehem. Numbers 1, 3, and 5. If he remains married to them, if he would die, and then his brother would then do yibum v'chalitza to one of them, nifteru all the tzaros. Basically, what that does by saying that potros zorosehem, it's just emphasizing the fact that to 1, 3, and 5, those are real wives. The aser b'shniyo b'rivias. He is aser to number 2 and to number 4, because number 2 is related to number 1, and there's no kiddushin. Number 4 is related to number 3, and there's no kiddushin, and to number 5, no kiddushin artosin, because ein bias achrim poteret sarasan. Even if he would have bia with them, that wouldn't poter any otherwise, because there's no marriage. No, not married, because you can't marry. It's not chal. It's not chal. Okay. Now, the imba al hashniya. Let's say vimba al hashniya la'achar misa sarishona. Let's say it turns out that really number one did die, right? So number one, wife number one did die, and then he marries number two, and then number three, number four, and five. And then it just switches.
So who's number one in the list that he can be married to is number two. He can be married to number two and number four, but it has to divorce and can't be married to number three and number five. Because number two starts off, number three is related, and then he says they all die, but they all come back except for number one. So he can stay married to number two because that was free to start. Number three is married to number... Right, number three is married to... No, that wasn't, there's no Yibum.
Yeah,
number three is related to number two. So he can't stay with her. He can marry number four because no relationship, but he can't marry number five because number five is related to number four. And he can stay. Yeah, whatever he can stay with, he can't stay with the sister.
So the imba al shniya la'achar misa rishona mutter b'shni b'rivius v'potra sarosayan v'ad v'asa b'shlishis v'chamishis and ein b'yas achas man potara sarosa, meaning they're not married to him at all. Okay. And that's that case. Easiest part of the day. Now, ben teisha shanim v'yom echad. You have a boy who's 9 years old in a day, which basically we said 9 years old in a day, even though he's a katan, but his bia is considered a bia, and lagabe yibum, to keep this in mind, lagabe yibum, it could count, because you don't really need das. Lagabe kiddushin, they don't need to be the rabbanon, because there's no, he doesn't have das.
Yibum shouldn't count.
What?
His bia counts, yibum should also count.
Right, but his bia doesn't count to him, if he takes mekadish a woman's bia, that doesn't count, but the yibum counts, because he even works b'shogeg, it's not das. Also because it's makne lo min shemayim, that he has the zika, it's all different. So ben teisha shana v'yom echad, who postel al yaday achin v'ha achin postlim al yado. Okay, so what do you have basically? You have a man is married. Reuven's married to Leah. Reuven has brothers Shimon and Levi. Reuven dies. You have Shimon and Levi. Levi is nine, right? Levi is nine. We just didn't say nine, so nine a day because it'd be easier. Levi is nine. So Levi goes ahead and he does, I guess, either Zibum, or he does Maimer. He does a Maisa to Leah. So he passels the other ones from doing Yibum anymore. It has an impact that they don't, right, because you only can do one Yibum for one person, not to two. So it passels the other brothers.
So a 9-year-old can take out...
The 9-year-old can take out, right, that's what it says. The 9-year-old can take out the adults, right? 9-year-old can take out the adults. Right, who postel al de achin? Va achin postlim al yodo. But then the brothers can take him out. If either one of them does something, a maimer, a get, a chalit. Remember, we have Yibum, and you have Yichalitza, which are the Oraisan, and you have maimer and get, which are the Rabbanan. Okay, Ella, there's a difference between how he passels them, and they passel him, them, how they passel him from doing continuing bia. Who postel tchila? Va achin postlim tchila usof. He only passels if he goes first. So he does his maimer, chalitza, or yibum, or get before any of the brothers. Then it has an impact on the brothers. The brothers, even if he goes, right, let's say he would do something, and then the brother went ahead and did it as well, then he's out. Meaning the brothers can have an impact whether or not the brothers go first or second. He can only have an impact if he goes first.
Right, he has to be with him, he kicks them out no matter what.
Bia
with her. Nine in one day.
Well, we'll talk about what's going on. We'll talk about Bia in a second. Right now, that's the problem with the Mishnahs. What mice are we talking about here? Right now, we'll just assume that's everything.
Right.
Okay, so
it all depends on who started the Maimer or the.
It only depends who goes first if the brother, if the kid goes first.
If the kid goes first,
he knocks out the brothers.
If the brothers go first, the kid can't do anything.
If the brothers go first and knock out the kid, and even if the brothers go second, I mean they violate it and they go second, his original, he goes, now they're out, but they do something anyway, he's out also. Okay. They can knock him out, baby Tchila, Bain, Besof. Right. Right. So in the end, we're going to say that when it comes to bia, that's going to knock them out even no matter what. So kesed. So what's the case? What's the case? Okay. So ben teisha shanim v'yom echad sheba al yivimto. Here now the Mishnah says you have a 9-year-old who has bia with the yavam. Right. So pasal al yidei achim. He passels this yivama from being with the other brothers. They cannot do yivam. Now, in bo ale achim, if the brothers then have beer with her afterwards, even though not supposed to, but they have beer with her afterwards, ve or asu bo maimar, or they did maimar, or they gave her a get, ochal tzu, post madov, they do any of the four actions to the rice to rabbanon that impact the yavam, even if the katan went first, their action at the end will knock out the katan, and therefore he can't continue.
So
can't that, continue with the woman.
They're saying that if the katan actually did yivam, then the other ones can still knock him out.
They can still knock him out. Correct.
They go ahead
because
he's basically married to her.
But he's a katan. So we're going to see. So we're going to see. 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 So atu kula. So the Gemara now says, basically, it says, right, the Mishnah says, right, if he had relations with the Shnia, la'achar misas harishona, then the Sefer said if he was with the second after the first one died, he could marry the second and the fourth. So atukul lav la'achar misas harishona. I mean, Mar just asking on the question. Aren't we just dealing? We're dealing with. It says Mesa Ishtucha. Already says his wife died. So what are you talking about Mesa? We already know that everyone died. So Amar Shishas, it's La'achar Mesa Shishona Vadai. The second case is when you see her dead. You know for a fact she's dead. You're not relying on testimony or aid. She's buried. She's 10 feet under. However you want to call it, she's dead. She's dead. She's dead. You know for sure. Okay. Now we're going to go back and talk about the second part of the Mishnah. Okay. So Ben Teisha Shanim, right? It was Ben Teisha Shanim Yomechad Posel Tchila. So the Gemara right now has the Havamina that the Schilik about who goes that the 9-year-old can only impact if he goes first is no matter what he does, right? Right now, and the others can impact whether they go first or not. So Gemara says Ben Teisha Shanim Yomechad B'tchila pasel, b'sof lo pasel. Only if he goes first does he pasel the brothers. If he goes second, it doesn't pasel. Wait a second. V'atani Rav Zvi Bar Yoshia. Rav Zvi Bar Yoshia says, ha'osir maimer v'yivimto. Let's say you have a gadol who does maimer with the yavam, right? Maimer has an impact, right? The Rabbanan. Ha'osir maimer v'yivimto. V'achar kach bo'achiv shehu ben teisha shonim v'yom echad alea posala. Here it says, the maimer was done by the gadol, and the katan does bia. Just be a second, it still has impact, and it knocks off the mimer of the gadol. So how is the Mishnah telling me that the katan only impacts if it goes first? The katan impacts if it impacts and goes second. So amring. So they answered bia pasel afilu besof mimer tchila pasel besof lo pasel. So this is what you were saying before, that bia impacts even if the katan doesn't. Bia impacts no matter when it goes. The mimer of the katan only has impact if he goes first. So if the gadol goes first and then the katan does mimer, no impact. The gadol goes first and the katan does bia, there is impact. Knocks out the gadol from continuing doing the yibam.
Is there ramifications to the gadol who jumped the gun on the katan?
What jumping the gun?
In other words, the katan said mimer, did a mimer.
No, so there's no impact.
Oh, so and then the gadol comes along and does the...
Whatever he does, he knocks out the katan. He knocks out the katan.
Impact on him because he jumped the mimer?
What do you mean by jump?
Jump again ahead of the does mimer.
But what he's allowed to do or not allowed to do is irrelevant for him right now. We're just talking about what has impact.
All right.
Okay. So the Gemara says, right, the Gemara asks, V'biya afilu b'sof pasel? Really? Is biya even at the end going to pasel? Look at our Mishnah, V'hakatani, el shahu posel tchila, v'hein tchilu b'sof, keitzah b'anteishon v'yochet shabal yivimto. The example that our Mishnah gave of the kata not having impact if he comes second is a biya case. So it seemed to be a steer now between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Braisa said clearly that the B of the Katan has impact even if it comes second. Our Mishnah seems to indicate that even if it comes B comes second, it doesn't have impact even if it's B. So the Gemara answers, Chisur Machsor. No, there's missing in the text, and this is how we're going to have to explain it. Bahachi Katani. This is how you have to learn the Mishnah. So Ben Teisha Shanu V'yom Echad, who posel tchila? He posels if he goes first. V'hein posel tchila sof, and they have impact whether they go first or last. B'amed v'amamurim. When do we say this? That's b'maimar. That's only if it's maimar. If the katan does maimar first, it has impact. If it does maimar second, it has no impact. Aval bia posel es afilu b'sof, and bia has impact even if the katan goes bia second. But how do you ketzad? How does that work? Ketzad ben teisha shanim v'yomechad abal yivimto posel de'yachin. If you have a 9-year old who has bia with the yivama, it has impact for the brothers. They can't consummate the yivam, even if that's after one of the brothers did maimer. Now, if one of the brothers does bia first, you're done. Then the bia that the katan is doing is with an eishes ish. Because bia is done. So I'm only talking about maimer over here because it's not a complete. You haven't completed the action yet. Okay. So now, we're saying, basically, we have over here now that mimer of the katan, if done first, impacts the older brothers. Meaning, if a katan does mimer,
then the cut, then the, and the brother then comes, anything he does has no impact. He can't do yibum, he can't do chalitza, he can't do anything. The katan's basically shut him out. So now the Gemara is going to ask, does the katan really have the concept of mimer? Does it really apply to a katan? Umi isle mimer klal. Does the katan have mimer at all that al yidei ach, that it would impact the brothers? Right? Does he have it at all? Vatanya, we have the following brisa. Benteisha shanim v'yom echad. He's 9 years old. Who posel b'davar echad? He can posel if he does one thing. V'achin poselim al yado b'arbadvarim, and they can knock him out for all four things.
Any of the four.
Right. Okay. With four things: yivim chalitza, maimer, get. Okay. But he only has one way to impact the brothers. Who posel deyachim aviyah? V'achin poselim al yado b'biyah maimer get v'chalitza. Clear from the brisa that the katan can only impact if he does bia, not maimer. And now we're talking about that even maimer has impact. So what's going on? So that's a kasha now on our Gemara that explained our Mishnah that the katan who does maimer with the yibum with the yavam can pass knock out the brothers. So the Gemara says, okay, really maimer does work, but basically what this Bryce is saying is what has impact both before and after. That's gonna be bia. What only has impact beforehand is maimer. But basically, this Bryce is talking about is categorically bia has impact. Mimer doesn't have bia across the board, so that's how they're going to interpret the brisa. So he says bia de pasla ben betchila ben besov psikula. Since bia is an absolute block, so that's what that brisa was talking about. Psikula mimer de betchila pasla so flow pasla or psikula. So this brisa is only talking about absolutes. So which one? Which action is absolute for the katan betchila besov? That's bia. So the katan can only have absolute impact one way. The gadol can have absolute impact four ways. But maimer still has impact, not absolutely, only because if it goes first, not if it goes second. Okay.
I should have taken you up and you off.
Yeah, you should have.
Right.
Okay.
You could have gotten out of it?
Yeah. Itmar Nami, we have a brisa that supports this as well. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, right? Yesh lo get. That if the katan gives a get to the yavam first, that impacts because he goes first. The chain number of taklifa barav yimi. So you see, it goes first. Yeshlo maimer. Katan has impact. Excuse me, with maimer, meaning if he goes first. And tainami hachi yeshlo get the yeshlo maimer diver mayor. Mayor says that he has the katan if he gives a get or a maimer has impact if he goes first. Again, if bia, if he goes second. Now the gemara is going to ask on Rav Meir, right? Rav Meir just said that the katan has a get. If a katan gives a get to the yavam, then that has impact. So the Gemara says, "V'savar Rabbi Meir yesh lo get." Does Rabbi Meir really hold that the get of a katan in the case of yavam has impact? V'hatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Asu, I mean, the chachamim made a takana that bias ben teisha kimayim begadol. The bia of a 9-year-old to the yavama has the same impact of maimer that if a gadol does maimer, because just like if a gadol does maimer, it asers all the other brothers. So too, if the katan does bia, it asers all the other brothers. But Rav Meir says no. Asu chalitzas ben teisha. None of that. He says they made the chalitza of the katan like the get of a gadol. They said that the chalitza of the katan equals the get of a gadol. But if the katan has get, then ivim im isa lishnei kigito. Let's just say that the chalitza of the katan has the same impact, or let's just say the get of the katan has the same impact as the get of the gadol of the katan. Why are you going from chalitza of the katan to the get of a gadol? Right, Rashi says. Right, does Rashi say? Asu chalitza ben test. Third to last, Rashi. Lidchos kiget begadol shapostol yidei achin v'trich chalitza kein chalitzas ben tes ein a liftor el lipsol. It doesn't patter her from anything. She doesn't do chalitza, but it passels her.
Passels both of them. Passels the brother.
But it doesn't patter her. I mean, she still has to do chalitza. Yeah.
No, the chalitza patters.
No, get. Okay, if you just do a get, no, they're not. If you just do chalitza, you're done. If you do get, then you have to still do chalitza. Right. But all the get does is doesn't allow anybody else to
That's what I said, not the brothers.
Okay, but you see over here that if Rav Meir holds that the get of a katan also passes the yavama, why does he say that you made the chalitza of a katan like the get of a gadol? Rav Meir could have simply said that you made the chalitza and the get of the 9-year-old work.
right? Just like the get apostles, so to the chalitza apostles. Why does Rav Meir compare Rav Meir, the chalitza of a katan, to the get of a gadol? If get of a katan works, just compare the chalitza and the get together of a katan. Why are you jumping to the gadol? So Amar Rav Huna, Abarei, Rav Yeshua.
Why would have that a get of a katan would work?
Same reason the maimer of a katan works. Same reason the maimer of a katan works. It doesn't work, it impacts. Meaning it doesn't allow somebody else. So Amar Rav Huna, it doesn't work because you still would have to get chalitza. So Amar Rav Huna, Abarei, Rav Yeshua, Islev Zutar. Rav Meir holds that the get of a katan does work, but it works less than the get of a gadol. That's why Rav Meir wanted to compare the chalitza of the katan to the get of a gadol, because the chalitza of the katan equals the get of the gadol, but the get of a katan is a little weaker. I'm gonna figure out how is that weak? How is it weaker? Okay. So li Rabbi Gamliel Yomer ain't get achar get hani mili be gadol achar gadol katan achar katan aval gadol achar katan mahani. So there was a machlokus we saw on Daf Nun between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim of the concept of get achar get. Case would be there: somebody has two wives and he dies, and two of his wives, his two wives, fall to a yavam, and the yavam then gives a get to one of them. Okay, so you have Reuven married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven dies. Shimon is now the Yavam. He gives a get, say, to Leah, right? And then he gives a get to Rachel. He gives a second get to Rachel. So now, does the second get count as a get? What would be the impact? You're not allowed to marry the Grushas, or Kohen. You're not allowed to marry the Grushas, well, there's a Reach I get there, so that might be a different story. You're not allowed to marry your Grushas relatives. Now, like, does work? It does. It does. It has impact.
Chalitza, yes.
On the Rabbanan level, it has an impact. Right. Like, we have to understand, they have to make the difference between ever working and pottering and possling. That's the difference. So he gives the get to the second one. Now, does the second get count as a get, and therefore the krovim of the second woman would also be also to him, midin achos grushaso? So according to Rabban Gamliel, no, ain't get achar get. Once he gives the get to the first one,
second one doesn't mean anything.
Even though he still has to do chalitza to the first one, nevertheless, the zika of the second is out. The get takes away the zika of the second one, because via the get that he gave to the first one, he can no longer even do yivam to the second one. It does. It has the impact. So her zika is out. So there's no impact of the second get. So therefore, the second get is nothing, and she's not considered his grusha. The din is also similar if you have a case of one Yavama and they're two brothers. So Reuven is married to Rachel. Reuven dies, right? And now Levi, Shimon and Levi are the Yavamim. So now what happens is both brothers give her a get. Okay, so she starts to do chalitza, but both brothers give her a get. Now, does the second get count? According to Rabbi Gamliel, no. Second get has no impact. But according to the Chachamim, there is get achar get, because the get rishon, the first get, only takes away part of the zika. Like you're saying, it doesn't work on the Araisa level. There's still a connection there. So whatever impact the first get had, the second get's going to have the same impact, because it's still left over with that Araisa zika. So now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, who says ain't get achar get, he's going to, and we're trying to figure out how the get of a katan is weaker. So we're going to say the get of a katan, if you say ain get achar get, we're going to say if a katan gives the get first, then the gadol gives the get, that second get does have impact. Because we'll say ain get achar get when the two getim are equal strength. But when a stronger get follows a weaker get, we're going to say it has impact. So the Ragam Leo, the Amr, ain get achar get, hani mili, when does the second get have no impact? That is...
What is the difference in a get? In practical purposes, what is the difference in a get from that a cotton gives versus a get that a gadol gives?
This is what we're saying. The practical difference is onto the halach. How it impacts the yavama herself? None. The impact is only going to be, the difference is only going to be how it impacts other gittin. That's other. That other gittin that are given afterwards. Right. So hani mili that ain't get achar get is begadol achar gadol or katan achar katan. They're of equal value, so to speak. So once the first one's given, the second one has no impact. Aval gadol achar katan mehani. But if the gadol gives a get after the katan gave a get, so granted the katan gives the get first, the gadol can't do anything, can't be miyavim her. But then the gadol came along and gives her a get. Now she's considered a gerusha to both.
and even the and she and the god the second get has impact, so the gadol couldn't marry any of her family because it would be achos mishasa. That's according to Rabbi Gamliel, says ain't get achar get, and to the rabbanon who hold yesh achar get, they're going to hold get achar get has impact only if they are of equal or stronger value.
Right.
But if the second get is weaker than the first get, then it doesn't have impact. Right? Rabbanon, the Amri yesh get achar get, hani mili begadol achar gadol, o katon achar katon. Aval katon achar gadol lo mahani. And that's why Rav Meir wanted to compare the chalitza of a katon to a get of a gadol, because that's completely equal impact. But the get of a katon and the chalitza of a katon have different impacts, because the get of a katon is a little weaker because the nafkamina being get achar get or ain't get achar get. Okay, fine. That is Amud Aleph. Next Mishnah. So, okay, starting the Mishnah on Sadivav Amud Beis now. So the Mishnah beforehand told us that the Bia of a Katan would passel even after a Gadol did Maimer. Because even after the Gadol did Maimer, then the Bia of a Katan works. Now our Mishnah is going to talk about of a Katan who does Bia after the Bia of another Katan. Meaning you have two Katanim. Reuven is married to Leah. Reuven dies. He has two brothers who are 9 years old. Right? And one does Bia and the other one does Bia. I don't know what this woman is, but that's what's going on. So, Ben Teisha Shanim, V'yom Echad Sheba'al Yivimto. Okay, 9 year old has Bia with the Yivama. V'yachar Kach Bole Achim, Shehu Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad. Then the brother comes and does Bia with her again. Rashi seems to indicate it's Bishogig. It's a whole to do why it has to be Shogig or not. Okay. Posel. So the Bia of the second brother obviously has impact and it passels the first brother, and therefore he can no longer be with her. Remember, because the Bia of the Katan, I'm not sure, it seems to be over here.
The Bia of the other Katan, they're equal Bias, not one better Bia than the other.
Right. Here over here, we're saying here that since we said that the Bia of a Katan is like the Maimer of a Gadol, which means
right.
It doesn't have complete impact.
Right.
So therefore, there's still room for the second Bia to knock out the first Bia. Right? So therefore, according to the Rabbanon, when the second one...
But here, if they have two Katanim, the Bias are equal.
Right, with the get equal, that was only with the get in, and even two Katanim get are of equal value. We're talking about over here, we're not talking about get here, we're talking about where he does Bia.
Yeah.
So Bia is like, usually, with a Gadol, Bia is full-fledged. Bia with a Gadol is an end game.
Right.
But Bia with a Katan does not end the game. Therefore, if another Katan comes and has Bia, still not end game, but the first guy is knocked out. He can't continue anymore. They have to do a Chalitza now. Okay? But Rabbi Shimon Omer lo posel. Rabbi Shimon says no. The second one has no impact. Right? Let's look at Chacham, at the Rabbi Shimon Omer lo posel, second line of Rashi, because it's a tiny time of Gemara. Because, and then he says, "Could go to the bias sheni shkaga." The amazing Rashi says, "If the second one is amazing, I came along biaso be of an eregus love. If it's amazing, they're going to say it's only chayv misa." Okay, that's not so true. That's not necessarily true. Tosi Shanim doesn't agree that. Tosi Shanim says, "Payers are conscious. Masnis in the marriage of all sheni b'shogeg. The amazing I send eregus. Kalamina shakol arayis mumtin al yado below nihiri doesn't make that clear to me. The cave when the aishas katan he lo mikatla. She's only the wife of a katan. She wasn't. There's no death penalty here." Right, because the Ha'amrita and Ki Yinaf as Ashes Ish, Prat Le Ashes Katan. So he said, but he says it's still Shogig. Nir Lafaris, the Vadi Mai Biba Alev Shogig, it even means it Heisen Neseris Al Rishon, the Hilo Mikdala Mikomakam Neseris Yel Baila. And we definitely, if it was Bemazed, then there would be, I don't know what the difference is. He also says it's Shogig, but not for the reason of Rashi. Okay, so Rav Shimon says Lo Poso. So now, that's case number one of the Mishnah. He's going to hold. This is the foreshadow. Rav Meir is going to hold that when it comes to we said that, remember we say that Bia of a Katan equals Maimer of a Gadol.
Right.
And when it comes to Maimer of a Gadol, Rav Shimon is going to hold that it's not a suffix. It either works completely or doesn't work at all. And he's going to say, so and if you got the Bia of a Katan equals the Maimer of a Gadol, so Bia of a Katan either works completely or doesn't work at all. So if it, right, so he's going to say, therefore the second Bia has no impact. We'll get to that in the Gemara. So now the next case in the Mishnah. Ben Teisha Shani V'Yom Echad Sheba Al Yivimto. So you have a 9 year old who has Bia with the Yavama. V'Achar Kach Ba'al Tzaraso. So basically what happened is Reuven's married to two wives. Reuven's married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven dies. Brother Shimon's 9 year old. 9 years old. Has Bia with one. Has Bia with Rachel. And then has Bia with Leah. The Tzara. Okay, so now that he had, now that he had bia with the second one, does it knock him out completely to, for the first one? Can he no longer continue living with the first one? So he says, the Mishnah says, posel al yidei atzmo. It knocks him out for the first one, right? Both yivamos are usher to him, because Rabbanan again say they're going to hold it yesh maimer achar maimer. That one maimer after second maimer has impact, and since the bia of a katan equals the maimer of a gadol, so one bia after second bia has impact. So what happens now is that he can't, the second bia has impact on the first bia, because of the second bia he'll have to divorce her now, because he had you can't do yibum on two yivamos, because it's bias achas ubone vilo shnei batim.
Sorry, it's not a yibum.
Right. Sorry. But he's a minor.
He's a minor,
so he's doing the bia with her, so it has the impact. But he can't be with her because, so he has to divorce her. And once he has to divorce her, he can no longer be with the first one. Same way that if you do chalitza to one, you can't be with the second, with the first one. So he's out. He knocks himself out. But Rav Shimon Omer lo posel. Rav Shimon says it doesn't have any impact, because he's going to hold. Again, he's going to hold that there's no impact of mimer after mimer.
Do we pass the mic up,
sure? I'm not sure. Okay. Correct. That's why it has rabbinic impact.
I'm
not screwing around anything. That's why it has rabbinic impact. It doesn't have the right impact. If it was a gadol and he had bia with the first one, then that's full yibum. Then he has bia with the second one. So he has bia with the second one. It doesn't have any impact. But if it's a katan, remember the katan's bia only equals mimer. So it's only working on the rabbanon level. It's still d'oraisa zika.
Yeah.
Okay. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa now that's going to explain the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the second bia that the katan does, in both the Reish and the Seifa, the second bia that the katan does has no impact and doesn't impact the first bia, whether the first bia was a brother or the first bia was his own bia. Okay, Tanya. Amar lehen Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says to the Chachamim, we'll argue on him.
Shouldn't he has to give a get to the second one?
He has to give a get to the second one. And then what's he has to give?
He still live with the first one.
No, he's out. According to Chachamim. According to Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't have to give anything to the second one. There's nothing.
Oh, it meant nothing.
It meant nothing, because there's no impact. There's no impact. Let's say we live with the first one. So Tanya. Amar lehem Rabbi Shimon Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon says to the Chachamim, he says as follows: in bia rishon a bia, bia shnia ain a bia. In bia rishon ain a bia shnia nami ain a bia. Okay, he says either the first bia is full fledged or the first bia is nothing. It's not an in between status. So how does that work? If the first bia that the, let's go in the ratio. So the katan had, katan number one has bia, then katan number two has bia. Says Rabbi Shimon, if the bia of the first katan has impact, right? That after he then the bia of the second brother, right, doesn't do anything because she's already the brother. She's already the wife of the first one. Now, I'm not sure that doesn't that make her now usher to him? Did an ashes ish that you? Okay, so I'm not sure about that. So therefore, if it has impact like mimer, if it has full impact, it has full impact, and therefore once the first bia is done, that's an end game. That's a game ender. Second bia will have no impact, and in bia rishona ain't a bia. If the first bia had no impact, then the second bia has no impact, and if neither of them have any impact, then the first guy can still go and do and be with her because it need, it's as if they did nothing.
That's basically Rav Shimon.
That is Rav Shimon. This is Rav Shimon explaining the Chachamim, right? This was him, right? Okay, so I guess there must be, Rashi says, it must be came in the Shugga Sishari, it must be Shogate, so it's not Mazid, so it's not Ashes Ish, and therefore it doesn't have the Isser of Ashes Ish. Okay, so that's how he explains it. Because he's going to hold, Shimon holds that, remember, the Bia of the Katan equals the Maimer of a Gadol, and the Maimer is not this in-between status. According to Chachamim, you have the Doraisa of Yivum, you have nothing, and in between you have Maimer. According to Shimon, no. Maimer either does or doesn't. That's it. It's not a suffix. So now we're going to say that our Mishnah does not go like Ben Azai. Masnisin delo ki Ben Azai. This Sanya, we learned in a Braisa. Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer Bishne Yivamim Bivam Achas, the Ain Maimer Achar Maimer Bishne Yivamos Bivam Achas.
Did he say that by a cotton or a
who?
Sound like it's a cotton.
Maimer, we're talking about. Benazai's talking about a god, though. Remember, keep in mind that whenever we say, the katan's bia, it's the same thing as saying a gadol's maimer. So if we're saying a maimer here, it's the same thing as a katan's bia. It's the same halach, because we hold that right that they made the maimer of a katan, they made the bia of a katan into the maimer of a gadol. So Benazai says that the second maimer will have impact if you have two men and one woman. Meaning, you had Reuven's married to Leah. He has two brothers. One does mimer. One does mimer. The second mimer will have impact in that case. So in our case, the second mimer will have impact in the second bia will have impact in the resha, because that's two men, one woman, or two boys, one woman. And but the ein mimer acha mimer b'shteiv almost be avamachad. But the second mimer, or the second bia katel, would not have impact if it's talking about two women and one guy. Meaning, if Yavam, one Yavam does mimer to Yuvamos one after another, the second mimer doesn't work. Our Mishnah makes no distinction between whether it's one or two, two and one. Benazai does, so Benazai is not like our Mishnah. Okay, if we had more time, we can go and explain what Benazai says. Okay, next. Ben Teisha Shanim. This is the next Mishnah, right? Ben Teisha Shanim v'yom echad shebaal yevimto umes. Okay, so now what do you have? Correct. So you have Reuven's married to Sarah. There are two brothers, Shimon and Levi. The case over here is different. So Shimon's married to Sarah, and there's two brothers, Reuven and Levi. Reuven's a gadol, Levi's a katan. Levi has bia after Reuven Shimon dies. Levi has bia with Sarah. So Sarah is now connected to Levi. But she's also still semi-connected to Shimon, because it was only done on the Rabbanan level. And then Levi dies. So now Sarah falls to Reuven. So can Reuven do Yibum to Sarah? Because the halacha is, you can only do Yibum to a woman who fell to you from one husband, not who falls to you from two husbands. And here she may be falling from two husbands, because she's connected to the brother who did Bia, the Katan. But the Bia, the Katan, remember, is only like Maimer, which is only the Rabbanan. So maybe there's not a full, maybe she's still partially connected to the original husband. So the Mishnah says, Chaletzis v'lo yismimis yavemes. So in that case, Reuven is going to have to do Chalitza, not do Yivim, just to be safe. Because when the pasuk says Yavama Yavo Aleha, it's Aleha who has one Zika, not someone who has two Zikas. So here we don't know whether it's one Zika or two Zikas. Let's be safe to do Chalitza. We don't let her do Yibum, because if she does, amen. If you're not Chayiv and then you sleep with her, you have a problem of Eishes Achiv. Eishes Achiv. Okay, so now let's say as follows: Nasa Isha Umes, a katan marries a woman, not Yibum. He marries a woman. He does a Durbanon, he marries a woman, somehow with Bia, he marries a woman. Tosus points out, Afagav lo tikinu Rabbanon nisuin lekatan. Even if there's no, we didn't make a takana of nisuin for a katan, we did it with a katana. Right, you have that whole thing of katana, the brother or the can marry her off. Nevertheless, mikomakom omri deleka isura delo chashiva bias nus. It's not a bias nus. So mitzvah nami ika lahasi isha lebno katan. It's somehow it's a mishnah to give your wife to a younger boy. I guess maybe because he'll live longer and have more time to support you. I'm not sure, but remember, marriage in those days was more about supporting the wife, the father making sure that his daughter is taken care of. Okay. Nowadays, no one can support anybody. Everything's too expensive. But still, okay. So nasa, had to add a little commentary. Nasa isha umes. So then, this woman, this katan dies, and the katan had brothers. The Mishnah says, Harezo Petura. She is Petura from Yibum and Chalitza. There's no Chi of Yibum. Rashi says, even though a 9-year-old has impact regarding Bia, Kiddusha of Eino Kiddushin. His Kiddushin is not Chal. The Ein Kinyan Katum Klum Achi Yavi Beisaros. The Kinyan of a Katum is nothing until he gets older. Beisaros. Aval B'Yivama, but B'Yivama does have impact. Hoel V'Zukukula Shui Rabbanan Kemaimer. But B'Yivama, since it's already a Zika, it already fell on him, so his Bia is going to have a Maimer, has going to have a Maimer impact. So in this case, he marries a woman, he dies, the woman is Patur from Yibum Chalit, so she goes scot-free right after his death. Okay, next case in the Mishnah.
What are the children?
What?
Well,
then there's no Yibum anyway.
There's no
Yibum. Because Yibum is only for no kids.
That's not what I want to know. The kids are making
the
kid,
yeah.
You mean
Mamser? No, nothing. Okay. Ben Teisha, it's not a Mamser.
No.
Not a Mamser. Mamzer is, there's no, even if you say it doesn't, it's not Kiddushin, it's not an illicit relationship that will generate
right.
Mamzer.
Right.
There's no Lav, there's no Isser here. Okay. So Ben Tesha, that's what Tosa pointed out, that there's Leki Isura. That's the impact of Leki Isura. Ben Tesha Shana Ve'yom Echad Sheba Al Yivimto. So you have a 9-year old who has beer with the Yivama. Okay, so it's like a mimer, she's connected to him. And now Misha Higdiel, now when he gets married, Nasa Isha Acheres. He marries somebody else. So he's fully fledged, full marriage to wife number two, but only half, partially married to wife number one. So im lo yada es harishona Misha Higdiel. If he never has B or chup or anything else with the first one after he gets older, so therefore he's only partially married to her. So what happens if he dies? Right. So if he dies, harishona choletzes v'lo misyabemus. Again, so the case is as follows: you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon is married to Sarah. Shimon dies. Levi, the 9-year-old, has bia with Sarah, and then when he's 13, he marries Rivka. When he's 14, he dies. So Rivka and Sarah are tsaros, who both fall to Reuven. But Sarah is partially connected still to Shimon, and partially connected to Levi. Rivka is fully connected to Levi. So Rishon, which would be Sarah, we tell Reuven, choletzes v'lo yivim siyavemes. Just in case that Sarah still has this connection to Shimon, you have to do chalitza, you can't do yivim. But Vishnia, the second one, o choletzes o misyavemes. He can either do chalitza. He can do even after he does chalitza the first one. He can still do even the second one, even though it's tzaras, but they're not complete tzaras.
Because
Levi was a gadol at the time he married Rivka. Okay, but Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says no. The second one, meyabim leisha yirtza. He can even the first one. He can do yibum too. Because Rav Shimon is going to hold again that the b of the katan equals the mimer of a gadol. It either is or it isn't. So either Sarah was fully married to Levi and not connected to Shimon at all, or Sarah was not connected to Levi at all and fully connected to Reuven, to Shimon. And therefore, Reuven has a choice. Reuven can do Yibum to her because she's falling to him from Shimon, or Reuven can do Yibum to her because she's coming to him from Levi. Right? But then Cholot Shashniya, but then he has to do Chalitza to the second one. Because if he's doing Yibum to the first one,
can't be
good. How is he doing Yibum to the first one? We're saying he's doing Yibum to the first one because she's fully connected to the Katan, who's now Gadol.
Right.
So if he's fully connected to the Katan, then the second wife is a Tzara. So he can't do Yibum with her, so do Chalitza just in case she's not fully connected to the second one. Okay.
How would she not be connected?
Because according to Rav Shimon, the Bia of the Katan, the second one is fully connected to him.
Right,
okay.
True.
The first one is only fully, according to Shimon, the first one is either fully connected to Levi or fully connected to Shimon. Because the B of the Katan equals the Mimer of a Gadol, and Mimer either works or doesn't work. Okay. So, Echad Shuben Teish Shonim B'Yom Echad, Echad Shuben Esm Shonim Shalohe V'Shtei Saros, the idea that we're talking about a Katan, that is the same, Halacha applies whether or not it's a Katan in years or a Katan in physicality. It doesn't make a difference. Okay. Amar Rava. Now's where it gets hard. So Amar Rava, Ha da Amar Rabbanan, that which the Rabbanan said that Zika Shnei Yivamim Michlatz Chalza Yivume Lo Miyamba. Over here in our case, where we said that he has to. The Mishnah said that Bein Teisha Shana V'Yomecha that had Bia with his Yivama is Choletzes and then dies. You do Chalitza not Miyabim because there are two Zikas on this girl because maybe she's still from the original brother, right? Zikas Neyom Michlatz Latzlan Yivum Lo Yoma Lo Tema Hecha De Ikat Sara. Don't say that only applies if there is a Tzara, right? The Ikal Migzar Mishum Sara because then you can make a Gzeir because of a Tzara. Well, let's explain this in a second. The Ha'acha, because in our case in the Mishnah, Lek a Tzara. There is no Tzara. It's talking about one wife. And Michlat Chatzal Yivum Yom Yabba. Still, you still say that in the case that you do Chalitza, not Yivam. The case would be for Tzara would be, let's say, the brother who died has another wife, okay? So therefore, right? The Yivama has a Tzara. You say the Yivama has a Tzara, so you might say here that in this case, the Yivama has a Tzara, the Katan does Bia with one, and there's a Tzara. So you might say in this case, the third brother, and then the Katan dies, you might say in this case, the third brother should not do Yivam, because you want to make Xavier to make sure that he doesn't go do have any, anything with the Tzara as well. You want to make sure the third brother doesn't do anything with the tzara, because you might say, well, how does that work?
Oh, wow.
What would have been the Havamin again?
Okay, don't say that the din is where there's a tzara, okay? Because you would say that ikul migzar mishum tzara, that the third brother should not have yibum with the third brother should not have yibum with the original wife, the original wife of the first brother, who then had bia with the second wife, because then maybe he would have bia with the tzara. But that tzara, remember, that tzara is the tzara of the katan. And he can't have yibum with her because she doesn't chal for yibum chalitza. So you would say that the third brother shouldn't do yibum with the first brother's wife, who's now married to the second brother from a katan, because maybe if you let him do yibum with her, he'll do yibum with the tzara, and he's not allowed to do yibum with the tzara. So Kamash Moa says no. That only applies if there's no tzara. Our mission applies even if there's no tzara. Okay, all right, I got that. No, that's I think that works. Now, this Mishnah says, right, if he marries a woman and she dies, she's Petura because there's no Ishus for Katan. Tanina leha de Tarabanan, our Mishnah is similar to the following Braisa that says, Shote v'katon shenasu v'mesu, a Shote or a Katan that married and died, nishosei Peturos min Chalitza u'min ha'yivam. Their wives are Peturos from the Yivam and the Chalitza. So let's just read here. Right, so. And then the Mishnah says, one minute, the Mishnah says, Ben Teshashonim Yom Echa that had Bia with the Yavama, and then when he got older, he married somebody else. When he's older and then dies, the Rishon is Chalitza and not Yibum, because she has the Zika of two brothers. The Zika, because the Katan's Bia only has partial impact, she's still connected to the original brother, and she's connected to the second brother. So, Gemara says, why? The Yasu Bia's Teshashonim Kimaimer Begadol. Let's just say, you said that the Bia of the 9-year-old is like Maimer Begadol. Right? And the Maimer V'Gadol, Titchet Sar Meibum. If you do what happened? So, the Bia of a Teisha Shonim equals Maimer V'Gadol. Right? And the din is that the person who does Maimer knocks out the Tzara. It would knock off the Tzara. So to hear, he did Bia with the first one, and that should knock off the tzara of the second wife because he already had because she should not have any impact. So Gemara says, we're just going to read again. Nachum will finish tomorrow. Amar Rav lo asu bias mentation k'maimer gadol. Rav says they did not make bia of the 9-year-old like the maimer gadol, but Shmuel Amar asu vasu v'chein Amar Yochan asu vasu. They did so v'yasu. So the case should be in our case it's because he did bia which equals maimer with his wife number one, that should have impact on his wife number two. And therefore, why are you saying that the second one can have chalitza or yibum, the second one shouldn't be having anything? Okay, we'll stop here by the machlokas tanaim, which is really pretty hard. Okay, we'll stop here.